You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, and I'm here with Jessica Carls from the Mid-Michigan Boxer Rescue. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us today, and I'm pretty excited about this section. We like to do a rescue a week, and this particular rescue is about boxers, and I can tell you that from watching boxers, they are a fun-loving animal, and they are the clowns of the dog world, and then all of a sudden, they're not. They seem to be the studious character. Can you tell us a little bit about a boxer dog?
Yeah, boxers are obviously known for their exuberance, and but they really desire human affection. They're very close to their humans. They're not dogs that like to be kept outdoors by themselves. They're very protective of their family and of their children. They are great family dogs. They require very little grooming, but they do require a lot of exercise in a family that is active and likes to, you know, go for walks and runs and play outside with the dog. They really, really enjoy that human interaction.
So last week, our show, we talked a little bit on the rescue with a Scottish Terrier rescue group, and it almost seems like an opposite of that. And one thing that came up with is maybe no children in the house, not necessarily, but it wasn't necessarily the first thing to go for as a family dog. Now on this week's show, we have actually a family dog. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Boxers, they're playful, they're friendly, but yet they're protective, and they just really love that human interaction. It's so sad when we see boxers come in that have been chained outside, you know, to a tree or to, you know, a doghouse or something, and we bring them in and we have to socialize them because they haven't been around people and they don't know, you know, how to act around people. They don't know how to act in the house, stuff like that.
So how many boxers do you have?
I have two myself.
Oh, yes. And how long have you had them?
I've had my male. He was three in November. And my female that we rescued from Mid-Michigan Boxer Rescue has been with us just over 2 years.
So tell us a little bit more about the Boxer Rescue and how does it work?
Well, Mid-Michigan Boxer Rescue was founded in 1999 by Beth Moody. She's the director. Since 1999, it has grown to about 70 members. We're all volunteers. We have no paid employees or anything like that. We take in approximately 75 to 100 dogs per year. We don't have any kennels or anything. All of our dogs are with foster families. So, you know, when we run out of foster families, we run out of, you know, we can't take any more dogs in.
Sure. And are you filled up at this time, or do you have some
room?
We're pretty close. Yeah.
You know, we get calls daily, calls, emails, people wanting to surrender their dogs, dogs in shelters. As a matter of fact, I pulled the dog from a shelter last night, transported it to one of our foster families. But we also, you know, we vet these dogs. Make sure that they're as healthy as they can be. We spay and neuter them all before they're even allowed to be adopted out. The average cost for us to care for one rescue dog is about $350.
Wow. And you have how many in the right now? How many do you have?
We have approximately 35 dogs right now, between 30 and 35. It varies from day to day, you know. We get people adopted out one day, but we're bringing in two more dogs that day, and it really varies from day to day.
Well, tell us more about the boxer. You know, what makes you committed to the boxer, and what do you like about it as opposed to other breeds? And maybe inspire some people out there that might make a perfect boxer pet owner to get a boxer, if that's appropriate.
My personal favorite trait about the boxer breed is their loyalty. You come home and this is true of a lot of dogs, but boxers just have that. You come home and they're waiting to please you. They're, you know, they're happy all the time. They're not the dog, you know, they're not like the, you know, the dog that kind of mopes around and just lays around. They're always there. They're happy. They're exuberant. They're playful. They respond. They, you know, they catch on to your emotions. They can tell when you're happy and they're happy. They can tell when you're sad. They'll come sit on your lap and lick your face. I mean, they just really, really connect with people.
They're truly the companion dog, aren't they?
They are. They are.
Well, that's great. And then as far as families, and when you do these rescues, you place them, and sometimes if they don't work out, they come back.
Right.
What's the type of family that they tend not to work out in?
They tend not to be in a family, not to work well in a family that is not home a lot. Where the dog would be crated or left alone a lot, because when that happens, they get destructive.
Right.
They need the interaction and the exercise, or else they become destructive. I still have to leave my boxers in crates. I do it for their safety, because I don't, you know, who knows what mischief they'll get into while I'm, you know, while I'm at work or whatever. But they really do well in families that are home, that will interact with them, that will, you know, take them to the dog park or take them for walks or take them, you know, if they go out of town or go up north or something, that take them with them.
Well, that's excellent, and I'm glad to have Boxer Rescue on our show, and I'm glad to talk a little bit about a fantastic breed. Thank you very much for coming in, Jessica.
Thank you.
And you have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
So if you'd like to contact Mid-Michigan Boxer Rescue, their website is midmichiganboxerrescue.org. For past shows and for links to our guests, please check out our website at 1320wils.com. And join us next Saturday at 11 for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show.